What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? Thank you so much for joining me on today. If you're listening to me on my Feel the Beat web radio station at 6 a.m., thank you so much for joining me, for supporting. If you're listening to me at any other time of the day on any of my other platforms, thank you. And some of those platforms are Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Spotify. If you're on any of those platforms, thank you so much for pressing that play button. If you're new here, welcome. On my podcast, I speak about positive things. You're going to always get your daily dose of positivity when you press play on my podcast. I also share some of my life experiences with you. Recently, you guys, I don't know if you've caught that episode, but I became a certified life coach, which is something that is very near and dear to me. I'm very passionate about that. That's pretty much what I do anyway. So I just went on and made it official. So yeah, I'm excited about that, you guys. So you all will be able to actually book sessions with me. And that is coming in the near future. And I'll get back with you on that. But today I want to talk about a word that just popped into my head. I don't even know if it's a real word, but it's a real thing. The word is spiritual ship. You know, you have friendship, relationship, family ship, all of those ships, spiritual ship. And it popped into my head because I was thinking about someone in particular. And this person is near and dear to me. We have a close spiritual connection, friends for life. And I thought about it. I'm like, this seems like a spiritual ship to me. So, bam. If it's not a word, I just made one. But I believe it is a thing. It is very possible to have a spiritual connection with someone. It doesn't have to be no one close to you, like in your city. They don't even have to be in the same state, because energy is very powerful. Energy is so powerful, you can feel a connection with someone over the phone. Someone that you've never even met before. You can have a close connection and you can actually feel that person. So if you're into that, excuse me, goodness gracious. If you're into that, then you feel me and you know exactly what I'm saying. If you're not into that, then you're probably going to be lost and confused. But I just want to clear that up for you, that is a connection that you have. It's kind of like a twin flame type of relationship, if that makes sense. So I believe that some people are, of course, sent to us for just a season. They're sent to us to teach us one thing or another. Some people are sent to us to wake us up, meaning inflict so much pain on you. They hurt you so deeply to the point that you have to run to some type of spirituality or religion or something. Sometimes people are sent to do that. I can speak on that because I feel like that happened to me at one point. But I won't talk about me on that today. I'll save that for another episode. But you also have those people that are sent to you to show you love, affection, give you attention, to support you, to motivate you. You have those people that are sent to you by the universe, the divine, the most high. You have those people. And if you know, you know. If you know, you know. You'll feel when you meet that person or those people. You'll feel it. It's an energy. Everything is energy. Sometimes you can be around people and it just throw you completely off. Like your energy is off. You could walk in a room and the energy is just off in the room. For example, you could walk in a room and everybody's loud and talking. And then all of a sudden, when you walk in, it gets quiet. People start whispering. Everybody's looking at you. Come on now. That's energy. You have already peeped what's going on when you walk in. So clearly, the conversation was probably about you. Or maybe you're vibrating so high, your energy is so high that these low vibrational people can't take you. They're sitting there turned around wondering, like, who is this person? Who is that? You know, if they don't know you, they're wondering who the heck you are. You walk in shining, your light shining, love, positivity, all of that. That's your complete aura. That's everything about you. And if you're in a situation or you're around people that are low vibrational and negative, anytime you walk in the room or come around, it's going to irritate them. Something about you is just going to irritate the hell out of them. Have you ever been around people and it just seems like you didn't do anything to them? You know you didn't do anything to them. And it's just something about you. When you come around, they frown up. They just give off this negative energy like they do not like you. That is your light and your positivity radiating. And their demons can't take you. This is a real thing, people. If you know, you know. If you don't know, I'm putting you on game. I'm letting you know what it is. You're vibrating in a high frequency. And it's something about you. Something about your light. All that love that you have. It's something about you that people can't take. But I tell you what, when you walk around people like that, when you enter a room and you get that negative energy, you just feel it in the room, walk out. And if you don't ever have to go back there again, don't. Don't. If you don't have to be around those people that are negative, don't. If you have to be by yourself, that is okay. If your circle is negative and you just cannot escape negativity and negative people, be by yourself. You don't have to be around those people. I don't care if it's family. You may have to distance yourself from family too. If the energy is off, go the other way. Always vibrate high and spread love and light. I don't just talk about this. I do this. I do this. This is me. This is my personality. And if anyone tell you anything different, they're lying to you. Anytime you talk to me, you come around me, I'm going to spread positivity. I'm going to be smiling. I'm going to be happy. Even if I just got through crying, I'm still going to find a way to be positive, to find something positive in that situation. Life is too short to be angry, to be sad, to walk around with a chip on your shoulder, to let people bring you down. Yeah, they're going to try. They're always going to try, especially if you're on a journey of being high vibrational and positive all the time and being happy and you just want good for everyone and you just want to spread love and all that, that is when the vultures are going to come out. They're going to attack you from every end because you're being positive. All you want to do is be positive. All you want to do is spread love to people and help people. But you got these negative people that just want to drag you down. You know, I've been in situations where I had to literally tune out people that were being negative. And I know that's hard to do sometimes, especially if they're yelling at you or they're screaming at you or being very ignorant. But I tell you, once you master tuning that stuff out, when you master acting like negative people don't exist, being in your own world in that moment, when you master that, oh, it'll be okay. You won at that point. And don't let you have some earbuds or something you can just put in your ear or noise canceling headset or something like that. Oh, that's even better. And I've even been in conversations where the person was being negative and the whole time they're talking, it sounds like gibberish because I'm thinking about something positive or thinking about elevating, moving to the next level. I'm thinking about that and they're talking about nothing. So then halfway through whatever they're saying, they'll say, "Are you listening to me?" And just so happened I'm present in the moment. Yes, I can hear you. I'm listening. And then I tune them out again. I don't have time for negativity. I don't. And if I have to be in a situation where I just cannot leave, then I'll just tune it out. And I encourage you all to do the same thing. Be positive. Think positive thoughts. Even if you have people trying to bring you down and trying to be negative and drag you down on their frequency, don't do it. And if you are connected to someone or to people, you have a spiritual ship. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's so beautiful. And I wish that everyone could experience that. Because the feeling that you get from being connected to someone that's positive and always motivating you, always lifting you up, always making you smile, that is so beautiful. You know, I strongly believe that the Most High knows what we need. The Most High knows where we're struggling and when we feel weak. I believe that in our darkest hour, when we feel hopeless, when we feel like things just aren't going to get any better, the right people will enter your life at the right time to remind you of who you are, to remind you that there is still love out there, that there are still good people in this world, that there are people that will love you past your flaws and past your whatever you've done in the past, they don't judge you. It just feels like love. It feels like the type of love for me personally. It feels like the type of love that I've been giving out. And I know that the Most High promise, the love that I have for myself and the love that I have for other people, the love that I put out on a daily basis, is going to come right back to me. And when you're in a spiritual ship, that's what that feels like. And I'm not going to cry right now. I'm not going to cry. That's what it feels like to me. You'll know the real love when it comes to you. Because you'll feel it. It will feel like your love. It'll feel like the love that you were giving out. It'll feel like the love that you were spreading to people. Even on days when you was probably going through something. Let me tell you, there were many days that I was going through things and people never knew it. Because I don't just go around telling people what's going on, you know, unless it's, you know, someone I could trust, of course. But there were days, many days, that I went through things. And as I was going through my mess, I was still encouraging and uplifting other people. I was still loving myself every day. I was still spreading love to other people. I was still smiling. I was still uplifting, motivating, and encouraging other people. I did this. I still do it. I didn't let my issues and my problems and what was going on with me interfere with me spreading love to other people. I always showed up. I was that friend that always showed up. No one had to beg me. No one had to twist my arm to help them or to support them or to motivate them. No one ever had to do that. If I consider you a friend or someone I'm close to, you would never have to ask me to support you. Because that's automatic. And in a spiritual ship, to me, I feel that same love that I put out there. All of that love for all of these years that I've been putting out, it feels like that love has come back to me. And I am so thankful to the Most High for loving me enough to allow me to experience this feeling. I really can't put it into words. I can try, but I am thankful to be able to experience that. Because you know what? Some people live their whole life, their entire life, and they don't get to experience a spiritual ship. They don't get to experience genuine people that love them past their flaws, no matter who they are or what they look like or whatever. Some people literally live their whole life and never get to experience this. So that's why I said I am humble and I'm grateful that I was chosen to be here to experience all of the things that I've experienced, good and bad. I'm thankful because this journey has not been easy. It's actually been pretty hard, but I've learned so much. People have really shown who they are. Like, really showed their asses. Really. Sometimes you really, really think you know people. But then you find out that you really don't. Some people, you feel like you could trust them. You think that, you know, they're your friend. But then you find out that they're really not. I've been able to experience all of this. And through it all, I'm not bitter. I'm just getting better. I'm not bitter. I wish anyone well, a good life in all of the things. Anyone that has crossed me, done me wrong, lied on me, cheated, done all of that, I wish them well. I don't hold grudges on anyone. I don't do any of that. Because I just want to be loved. I want to be loved. And I want to spread love. I don't have time for negativity in my life at all. And if you're ever in my energy, you're going to feel that. You're going to feel that I am a genuine person. Even on the phone, I genuinely care about people. Even the people that don't deserve my care, people that have crossed me, I still care. I'm still a genuine person. I still have love for you. Still have love. No matter what they've done, no matter what they do, it's not going to change me. It's not going to make me turn negative. It's not going to persuade me to be low vibrational. It's not going to make me bitter. Everything that I went through in my life has made me better. It's made me a better woman. A better woman. It's made me this loving woman. And I'm just excited about life. I'm excited about this journey I'm on. I'm excited about the next chapter of my life. Wherever the Most High takes me, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Whoever the Most High needs me to talk to, that's who I'm going to talk to. That's who I'm going to counsel. That's who I'm going to love on. Whoever and wherever the Most High takes me, I'm there. The world in general just needs more love and needs more people that literally care for people. There's so many snakes out here. So many fake people. They show up in your life and pretend like we're too grown to be playing games with people. Like, too grown. They'll show up in your life pretending to be a friend, pretending to care, only to spread your business, gossip, compete with you, be negative. Like, who has time for that? No one knows how much time they have on this earth. But whatever time you have, why would you spend your time just hating people? Because that's hate. That's not love. You're not being genuine. You're not being a good person. Who has time for that? Why would you thrive on being a negative person or spreading gossip, talking about people, putting people down? Try lifting people up. Try helping someone. If you see someone that looks like they're not doing well in life, you can clearly see that something is wrong. You think this person might need some clothes. You know, they might be dirty or whatever. Like, Help them. Don't talk about them. And I'm passionate about that because I have been around so many negative people. So many. That will literally gossip about somebody that looks like they're not doing well in life. The type of person I am, I'll get up and walk away from that conversation. Or I'll say, I don't want to talk about that. Or I'll say, why are you talking about them? Excuse me. Which is a reason why a lot of people have disliked me in the past, because I'm not going to join the conversation and talk about people. I'm not going to do it. I'm that person that will hear you talking about that person, and I'll double back and go check on that person. I'll check on them and see what they need, if they're hungry or what's going on. I won't, you know, pry too much, because that's like invading a person's privacy and personal space. But there's a way to talk to people if you feel like something is not right. But what I will not do is sit in a conversation and put someone else down. I'm not doing it. I'm not. If I had a dollar in my pocket or $1 million in my bank account, this is me. I'm not changing. I've always been this person. I will always be this person. I just want to help where I can. There's been many people over the years that I have literally helped. I didn't have it all together myself. But sometimes it don't take much to make someone smile and to help someone out. If it's buying them a meal or helping them pay a phone bill or just throwing $20 at them, not throwing it literally, but giving them $20. It takes nothing to be kind. You never know what people are going through. There's been many people I've helped, and I've never mentioned one word about it to no one. They've offered to pay me back, and I said no. Because when I give from my heart. And I have a genuine love for people. And you know what? I'm still not going to cry. Through all of those things that I've done, the Most High has rewarded me with a spiritual ship that is so near and dear to me. And like I stated before, I feel that same love that I have put out. I feel it. And I pray, I hope and pray that everyone is able to experience that at some point in your life. Because I tell you, it is a good feeling. A very good feeling. And on that note, I am going to go ahead and end today's podcast. And I would like to thank everyone that stopped by and joined me. I appreciate you. And I just want you all to know that you are amazing. Don't let anyone tell you any different. Don't wait on people to encourage you, to motivate you, to uplift you, to tell you that you're beautiful, to push you, elevate you. Don't wait on anyone. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. And you'll see that you're going to be so much happier in life. You'll be peaceful. It's all about self-love. And I want you all to know that the Most High loves you so much. And I love you too. See you guys.